Sheriff Matt Aller. He's the Audrain County Sheriff and joins us in the studio live this morning. Good morning, Sheriff.
Good morning, fellas.
Hey, we're glad to have you here. You know, we kind of talk with you once a month and go over some issues in the news. I know one thing you had taken to the Audrain County social media page and kind of addressed some questions for some citizens. We've been seeing some reports out there that sheriff's offices in Missouri have enacted some emergency orders that limit their services to their citizens due to fuel prices. And I think you had a couple of citizens ask you, is this going to happen here in Audrain County? And you did have a response to that.
Yeah, absolutely not. There was one sheriff's office in Missouri that I know for sure. I'm sure there are a couple that have quietly limited things. But, you know, nationwide, we've seen police departments and sheriff's offices across the country come out and say that they're going to limit services because of budgetary concerns. And, you know, knock on wood, you know, our county commission and I sat down when we negotiated budgets early in the year, and we anticipated rising fuel costs and maintenance costs to run a fleet. And that's one of the things that we tried to address in our budget, and I think we'll be fine. So, yeah, it's business as usual for us.
And that's one thing that you have a pretty good working relationship with your county commission, and even if you were coming to be over budget, which I thought, you know, was interesting, you put in your post that every year that you've been sheriff, you've come in under budget.
Yeah, so one of the things you have to remember is, so there's, I have two different budgets, one for jail operations and one for field operations. And within those budgets, there are specific line items. Fuel is a line item. But when you look at a budget, you look at your total bottom line budget. So I have two budgets, but when you look at coming in under budget, what you're looking at is the bottom line of both of those budgets. So, you know, if we have a good year, say in, I don't know, jail maintenance, then that makes up for a shortfall somewhere else. So what I'm looking at is the bottom line. I can't guarantee, I can't guarantee that I won't be over in the fuel line item, but it's not going to run me over budget on the bottom line. So yeah, we're going to be fine.
Understand that all services still going to be provided in person if you can, and you know, we'll move along with that. Budget discussions are never any fun. Those long meetings,
we start that stuff. And knock on wood, you know, we're really fortunate here in that we have a group of elected officials and county commissioners that actually sit down and try to work through a problem, and nobody throws up their hands and storms out the door, because I've seen that happen in other places. I've seen chairs get turned over and, you know, finger shaking and chest pounding and saber rattling. And it's just not that way here. We don't always agree, but, you know, we'll come to some kind of resolution that's agreeable.
I've been going to school board meetings for excitement. I might have to come to those budget meetings.
You know, they're not really that exciting.
No.
I would welcome people from the public to show up, but they're really not that exciting. It's actually pretty boring, you know. There's a lot of shoulder shrugging and, there's really not a lot of the saber rattling and chest pounding that you find at other public meetings.
That's not a bad thing at all. You know, one other thing that we haven't been able to talk to you about, but it was in the news yesterday, the Uvalde shooting, where there were multiple children killed there. The video was released of that yesterday. We kind of talked a little bit about this off the air. You weren't able to watch that whole video.
You know, I wasn't. I watched a little bit of it, but the older I get, you know, over 27 years, I've seen a lot of nasty, gruesome things, and my mind just doesn't willingly want to absorb that kind of stuff anymore. I did watch some of it, and you know, I told you off the air, it was terrible. And you know, I was talking to another policeman, and you know, they were saying how, you know, we were constantly getting beat on by the media and the public and blah blah blah. And now, you know, this has got cops turning on each other and beating on each other over stuff. And I told him, I said, you know, rightfully so. You know, part of the problem that we've got is we don't call each other out enough when we do things wrong. And, you know, this is what I saw that I can't even put into words. It made no sense to me. You know, we talked off the air. You know, we learned in 1999 at Columbine that waiting is not the right answer. And, you know, I'm sitting here looking at this group of police officers going, there's no way that all of you guys are pre-99 and were trained that way. You know, in the early 2000s, you know, we changed our training, changed our mindset, changed our tactics. And I don't know, you know, there's different accounts as to who's responsible, whether it was the commander on the scene saying we're not doing anything or I don't know who's responsible, but at the end of the day, each one of those cops standing there had the ability to go do something that they didn't do. And it's horrid.
Yeah,
absolutely horrid. And, you know, they should take it on the chin for that. They really should.
Well, it gives you an opportunity to kind of talk with your school resource officers. You provide a couple from the Sheriff's Department to schools around Vanfar, Community R6. And you guys have discussed, you know, doing these active shooter training whenever school is out and you have more planned, right?
Sure. Yeah, we're cranking around on one right now that we hope to do before school comes back into session, obviously, because, we, you know, we're using semi-munition guns, you know, you don't want kids around. I mean, you know, this is something that should be constantly on the mind of every school resource officer and every cop, because, you know, it's not just the SROs that are going to, you know, be dealing with this. You're going to have cops coming from everywhere. You know, I can promise you that if I started putting out calls saying there's an active shooter at one of our schools, man, I'd have cops from three counties away driving as fast as they could. And that's just the way, it's just the way it is. And it's the way it should be. But, you know, to have all these guys standing at the door waiting to go do something, you know, in the mid-2000s, we changed our training philosophy. Even if there's one, go do something. If another guy shows up or another cop shows up, you know, just don't shoot the good guys. You know, there are inherent risks with people operating independently, but you know, the reward of stopping that certainly outweighs the risk.
No doubt about it. Well, I want to say thank you for stopping by here this morning.
It's been a pleasure.
It's always good to get updated from you for things that are going on in the news, and you've been great and very transparent with us here at Mixed Country 96 and KXCO, and we appreciate that.
Well, I appreciate you guys allowing me the opportunity.